from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trisha Whitaker just slapping down the people who try and decry that one series in baseball doesn't mean anything. Usually you hear that from people who just started paying attention to baseball like 3 months earlier. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that might fit that bill in this town or on the station, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, this whole, that's what it is. It 99% of people who actually like baseball and watch baseball say things like, yeah, this series is really important. They even say things like, this series is kind of a must win. And it is the new beans. It is people who call other people losers for having a passionate reaction about their favorite team at like a trade deadline. It's people like that that tend to have a snarky, look down their nose kind of attitude. And when in reality, they don't know a damn thing about baseball, and they don't tend to watch a lot of baseball. Again, not referring to anyone specifically, just speaking to the generalities.
I like the idea that you're not speaking to somebody as an individual.
Or like a group of people that would maybe work during the same time slot. Not me. Not me, not I.
Not you.
Not me.
No.
Great stuff with Trisha, by the way. I do want to...
She's fantastic.
To follow up on that in a minute, but the Pulse with Keith coming up in just about 40 minutes here. And the new episodes of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland features Daryl Writers reporting from training camp. Subscribe now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. And, of course, follow along with the show on the 923 The Fan YouTube channel. Just search in 923 The Fan in the search bar there, and you'll find it under the different shows. You'll also find... Sons of the Shoe as well. However, I think this is a crucial series. And I think it's crucial because of when it's coming. And you and I talked yesterday, have they peaked? I understand that it's a real question for some. I think that's another Johnny-come-lately take, though. I think this team has played more...
Is it fair to say maybe they came back to earth instead of saying peak? Does that make it a little better to you? Because they were hot and now they're not. Where are they? What are they? Who are they?
They're the Cleveland Guardians. They play here in Cleveland. And the corner of something and something. No, they're a really good team.
Thanks to Sean Foster. Appreciate that.
Well, we're in L.A.
We're in L.A.
And
we play football.
You know, what you might not know about UCLA football is...
we're right next to USC.
All right, I'll take some questions. No, I mean, I think they're the team that got hot early in the season and stayed hot. Like, until the crappy baseball play takes up a majority of the season, the idea that the bad play, just because it's the most recent, doesn't mean that's who you are. Do I think some of this is a culmination on 110 games of not having good enough starting pitching? Sure. But that doesn't mean that this lull is here to last. You know, so that so when we say peaked, to me that means, well, they're just going to be a 500 team, or they're five games below 500 in the last 6 weeks. I don't think that's who they are. And I think right now you're seeing an offense that is absolutely pressing. Nobody more than Stephen Kwan and Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor's trying to swing for the fences every at bat. Kwan, even his kind of his patience with certain pitches is not where it needs to be. And I get it. When you constantly play from behind or feel like you play from behind, like the Guardians' best chance to win is if they come out right off the rip and score two runs before the other team.
It's not with this guy pitching.
There's still time. This isn't a god-awful start.
It's not great.
No, it's not great. Not yet. I mean, he's given up two significant home runs. But again, like, you don't need to win every game in this series for it to be a success. If you split with Minnesota, that is in...
Nick, if they lose tonight and win tomorrow, would Sunday be a must-win?
Well, what do you mean? Do they lose both games today?
I'm just messing with you, because remember that Tiger series?
Mm-hmm. You mean the one where they won?
And you didn't say the series is must-win, but you said something along the lines of that last game was going to be a crucial game.
I believe what I said was...
roll the tape.
That game was as close as you can get to a must-win game on the date that it was being played. And I was correct on that.
Congrats.
Yeah. And they won. I will tell you, I can't watch Guardians games and Twitter watch. I can't be on Twitter while the games are going on anymore. Because
I've stopped doing that, man. Like the live tweeting or like watching people's tweets during the games.
So for
too many people are on streaming services, and I'm maybe on a streaming service, and like stuff's off. I just stay off it.
So I do think that has impacted my ability to live tweet.
Enjoy it.
Is being 30 seconds behind. I also think, or 30 seconds ahead, depending on where you are. I also think it is, and this is, so Browns, I've got to be honest, one of my favorite things to do is live tweet during Browns games, because it makes a game feel like what people feel about gambling with games, it gives you an added rush. I think live tweeting during Browns games make me feel more alive than just about anything. Because it's fun, because you get that sense of community. And listen, the downside is, everybody's waiting for the gotcha moment.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there was a bad pass by Deshaun Watson. He completes 14 straight passes. See, idiot, that wasn't a bad... No, it was still a bad pass. Yes, it was. I think specific to baseball, I don't think anyone... I don't get the sense that anyone knows how to act when you're in, like, an important divisional race. And I think this owes to the Guardians, nay Indians, have either been best in class or one of the worst teams in baseball. And so I know recently when they've been good, they've simply been the best team in a weak division. But I think that's aided to it as well. I think every loss, it is, you got to fire Antonetti. And again, maybe that means that fans are processing baseball the way we do football. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I'm not. But, like, yeah, they've lost five straight games. And it is totally fair to say that they're five games below 500 since pretty much the All-Star break, since the beginning of July. Totally fair to have these conversations. But it's when you hop to, I told you they were never going to be good in the first place. They're still at first place in the division. Should we not wait for the Cleveland Guardians to lose their spot atop the Central before freaking out?
Yeah, they're 3.5 up.
Should we wait?
I'm not freaking out. Like, I still think this team's going to be a playoff team.
You're trying to take a victory lap.
Why would I ever want to take a victory lap on a negative take on our local team?
It's not about the take being negative. It's there's a element of I told you so that you have already espoused in this segment. Got to make sure we hit espoused in this segment.
Espouse it.
Everybody gets a victory lap.
But no, I think it's not that you want the Guardians to be bad. That's not what I'm saying. I think it would be comforting to some segment of people. I think it's easier for people to accept, well, they just weren't that good, rather than they're going through a bad time.
Yeah, I just say that maybe they weren't as good as we thought, because I didn't think they were going to be that great going into the year.
Well, but not as good as we thought. They're still going to finish over 83 wins. The over-under from Vegas was 79.5 wins. So they're already going to be better than everybody thought. There's very, I mean, unless it's outright,
by a lot of wins.
Well, but my point is, if we're saying, well, I told you they're not as good as we thought, well, you're still wrong. They're better than what you thought. They're better than what Vegas thought they were going to be. They're better than what Daryl Ryder thought they were going to be when we bet on that burgers, fries, and teasers. I'm still going to be owed that. Like, but again, saying that now. So here's what's funny. I get ridiculed for saying, oh, this is a must-win series. And when I say must-win, what I really mean is don't get swept. This will be a disastrous thing if you lose 3 of 4 or 4 of 4 to the Twins. Because now all of a sudden you're going to have to start digging back. You've been very fortunate that you've played bad baseball to some or unlucky baseball to others. You've been very lucky that you've been able to stay where you are in the AL and in the AL Central. That speaks to what is a very well-balanced AL this year. Like, again, going back to the trade deadline, nobody wanted to make a trade. It's because everybody's being competitive. The Rays did sell off half their damn team. They're like 2 games above 500, and they're a tough out if you play them in a 3 or 4 game set. But it's wild that if you put any importance on any game, any series, it's not how baseball works to people who don't know how baseball works. At the same point, while saying there's no must-win series, or there certainly can't be a must-win series on August 9th, those are the people who want to say, well, they peaked. Oh, okay. So we can write the season off. The season's done. They're slap asses, fire everybody. We can have these demonstrative and melodramatic takes, but if you have a nuanced take about a series or a game, you're the idiot. I think that's interesting. I think it speaks to a very soft mentality that people have about this team. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot. The reality is, I don't think people are enjoying what this really is. This is a good divisional race in a really good AL. And you're still on top.
I think that people may be stuck in like 2015 or whatever, you know, the last decade where this division stinks. And it's not really been that competitive for the most part.
I think that's part of it.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think people don't respect the Twins or Royals.
You took the words out of my mouth.
You're welcome. Didn't even have to really. Just kind of.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, son. But no, I mean, I think if you look at the Twins aren't a 500 team. They're close to a 600. They're what, 550 winning percentage?
Yeah,
something like
they're
that.
Loaded. I mean, they're a damn good baseball team. They easily could win this division.
The Royals, who of the three teams I'm most cynical of, the Royals are a half game off the Twins. This speaks to a great division. And here's the thing: I don't think it's a Cleveland thing. Some of this is instant cynicism about a team, and that goes very deep into the histrionics of the team. That goes very deep into the problem with ownership that people
have. That's a deep vocabulary right there.
Stop it. I do what I can. I'm ensconced in my vocabulary. What can I say? But so some of it is the histrionics of it. Some of it is, I think social media has ruined the way we process sports. I think the only thing people understand is if it is a cakewalk to a championship, or if you're the Chicago White Sox. I think we've glommed on to, we all have to think about baseball, we all have to think about basketball the same way, and if you don't think the way the consensus is, then you're the moron. Right? It's not that everybody has to agree on what specific stat. It's not that everybody has to get to consensus thinking and there's only one way to build a basketball team. No. No, the idiots are the people that go, I don't know that's true. The people that question things. And so I think it is, if you're panicking about the Guardians, I do understand the fan aspect of it. The analysis of it. No, it's called playing baseball. It's hard to win in baseball. Welcome to the party. And not everything's a cakewalk. I do think it's spoiled fans too. Mm-hmm. Now this is where it is about the fans. I do think fans have gotten to a point where a divisional race isn't exciting. Because you live and die with it every second. Like 20 years ago, dude, when you would live and die. Okay, the game ends, you process it, you move on. There's no social media to spend the next 24 hours stoking your fears and concerns about. And it's so weird how humans are programmed, because they don't do that when you win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You don't spend the next 24 hours feasting on winning. You only do it if you've lost five straight games. 216-474-0092. As a fan, are you enjoying a divisional race? Or would you rather this whole thing be a cakewalk?
Because the other thing to bring up here, too, as we got a break, but like, fans out there, I think, I'm telling you, fans look at this team and got that huge head start, and now that it's 3.5 games, to me, that is what's scaring the hell out of them.
Yep, and it shouldn't. This should be the case. This should be the thing you want. It is better to be a fan when there's something on the line for most of baseball season.
It does make it fun.
Than when it's a cakewalk. I don't think people enjoy it. I think it stresses people out. And I
mean, it's always fun to beat Michigan, but it's more fun when they're good.
Well, yeah, and that's so funny you say that. Like, oh, I'm bored with beating Michigan so much, and then you lose to Michigan three straight years, and it's fire everybody and sell the naming rights to Ohio Stadium, and I don't know, clone Urban Meyer to a younger version of himself. As a fan, are you enjoying a tight divisional race? Or would you like a cakewalk every single year? I just keep getting the amount of people telling me they also think breaking is stupid. And the amount of people saying, have you talked about this on the show yet? Because this looks ridiculous, continues to come in. It really is. And this is my mom. This is my lifeblood. People talking smack about it. It's totally great. It's a dance form. As an Olympic sport, it's ridiculous. Have you heard about this?
Heard about this? No. So I still haven't seen it.
Still haven't seen it. Well,
I'm gonna look it up now.
I'm sure you will. Now that
I really
being said,
don't care that much about this, but you've brought it up now how many times?
I believe this is the second time in the show that I've brought it up.
Okay, second time. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's an Olympic sport.
What do we think about this sport? In quotations.
I think this is weird.
I mean, sport or not? I mean, I think obviously the.
I mean, they're talented. They got some talent.
Yeah, but how long are you sitting watching that? Like, is anybody actually sitting and watching that?
I
for
just
like
watched
20, 30
2
minutes?
Seconds,
dude. The amount of people that have told me, the amount of people who are live tweeting breaking the way you and I would live tweet a Browns game or a Guardians game, I almost can't be on Twitter right now.
By the way, I just got this note. I know we were going to talk about this. probably yesterday when it came down, but it was probably too late in the show. Jim Harbaugh is going to serve as the honorary captain for game one for Michigan. I'm sorry. I had
this
to
is so
go to
good.
That. I just got the notification this on my phone. I'm laughing because I'm like, the NCAA just handed these sanctions down, and Michigan's basically putting the
finger up. It's just a total F.U. to the NCAA.
Here's the thing. Like, think about how stupid the NCAA has to look for me, a born and bred Ohio State fan, to be like, that's well done. That's well done. Well done, Michigan. But his answer the other day, actually, Matt, can you go looking for that, the Jim Harbaugh answer when he was asked about pending kind of difficulties with the NCAA and the way that the NCAA clearly still has a tough spot. So this was before the one-year suspension and multi-year show clause was delivered to Jim Harbaugh. But everybody was getting ready for it, and Jim Harbaugh answered in only the way Jim Harbaugh can.
The stopping the engagement with commenting, but my only continued hope is one day college athletics will be about what's best for the young men and the young women who participate in them.
Dude, that is double deuces. That is double deuces to be like, clearly. So, again, he doesn't have to mention the NCAA, but the fact that he's like, they clearly don't have the best interest of the. And here's the thing. He's right. That's the most annoying thing about it.
It's really been a joke what the NCAA has been and what they have become, I guess. You know.
So when you were out, we asked the question. We put a poll out there for people.
Poll? What is that?
That would be a show poll.
You guys do those
on social media. Okay. We are the show of polls. And we asked what's worse, the NCAA or your HOA? 50-50. Split right down the middle, the final voting there. Now you got to weigh in. NCAA or your HOA?
My HOA.
My HOA.
They're nice. How much?
No fireworks, yeah.
That's too much. Our HOA is kind of weak. It's not that hardcore.
Okay.
It's just like, it's like $150 a year.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very...
No, it's the more about the restrictions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one's really jamming us up about anything in my neighborhood.
Except for that one guy.
I mean, do I want to build a structure in my backyard? I haven't come across that yet, guys. But if I do, I'll ask the HOA, and they'll probably say no, then I'll have a better answer for you.
It seems like you're almost getting defensive of your HOA right now.
No, I just don't have an issue. It's not like they're coming over every day and saying your shrubs are too long.
Sounds like you're on the board.
Yeah, are you the HOA?
No, I'm not.
That's what I'd say if I was the HOA.
Hey.
You don't want the blowback. I get it.
The HOA?
Good thing you're not on Facebook.
That may have been who shut down our fireworks.
See?
But it wasn't an HOA issue.
Change your answer yet?
Why are you protecting him? Put his name and address right down there. No, do not.
I don't know. I'm just going to keep it right there.
We all agree what's happening in Michigan's actually ridiculous, right?
Of course it's ridiculous.
Like, well, okay. I actually tweeted this out. The funniest thing about the show clause and the suspension... That too. The show cause and the suspension.
I let it go the first time. Second time I had to correct it.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, son.
Putting the HO and HOA right there. So the thing about the show cause is...
you almost did it again?
No, I was actually just being facetious there. Right. However...
Couldn't tell.
The thing about it is... I don't know the NCAA is going to be able to enforce that in 4 years if Jim Harbaugh decides to come back to football. Like, he's not coming back 3 years from now. But
we don't even know if the NCAA is going to be intact in 4 years.
That's the beauty of it.
Right?
Actually,
you're going to put on these restrictions on a guy who, by the way, is probably never going to coach a down of college football again.
So, with that being said, the funniest thing possible, Harbaugh... Let's say 7-8 years in LA, wins a Super Bowl. So has that, won a national championship in Michigan, now wins a Super Bowl in LA, getting ready to walk off into the great beyond. NCAA collapses, and Jim decides to coach somewhere for 3 years just so he could say that he coached after the collapse of the NCAA. Meaning, like, he's like, yeah, I was gonna walk off into into retirement and just gonna enjoy my remaining years, and then I saw the NCAA collapse, so I'm coming back to Michigan for 4 years. Simply to dance on their grave.
To me, I think it's hilarious, though, that, you know, Harbaugh has just skated all this stuff. He just continues to just throw it in their face in a way that is unintentionally funny. Nick, and this guy, there's a bunch of Ohio State fans out there. I get it. You hate Harbaugh, the devil wears khakis, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But dude's hilarious. I think he's great for sports.
I think he is too.
I don't like losing to him.
Do not. No. Because then he's weird in a way that really is just infuriating.
But I'll tell you this much. Had he continued to lose to Ohio State, he's just knocked down a peg. Yeah. With all the, like, no one cares about him.
Yep.
If those three wins, and obviously the Natty, that helps too, don't happen, and people are just saying this guy was a one-hit wonder.
A goofball, yeah.
A goofball, yeah. There you go.
He wasn't really that good at Stanford, and, well, it was just a four-year run in San Francisco. Yeah, no, that's very right. Prescient that you would say that. I just look at it like every time there's a report out, notice of allegations, Sharon Moore in the crosshairs of the NCAA. I'm like, where have I heard this before? Did I not hear this all last year? And there is, they could be hit with the severe penalties, a postseason ban, all this kind of stuff. And then it never happened. And then it was quiet for 8 months. And now that we're back to football, you know what this is? See, NCAA, they're using this to prop themselves up to act relevant. That's all this is. If they were going to hammer Michigan, if they had the goods, if they had the power, they would have hammered Michigan a year ago. But football's back, which means leaking stuff about this pending investigation allows you to present this front of determination and strength. Just look like a bunch of idiots. Stop myself. Reverse course. We got there.
Jackasses? No, clowns?
I think they're using this case to keep themselves in the public eye and try and continue to present this front of look how serious and look how mean and lean we are. I would be pretty shocked if Sharon Moore got any sort of, like, Ohio State fans, they could be looking for a new head coach. Nah, you're just a bit of a soft Ohio State fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.